Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is July 26, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our history of trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki Education page, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan has highlighted the top issues driving FIA's work in the second half of 2023 in his latest Viewpoints column. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing signed a cooperation agreement with the Indonesian Stock Exchange. Chicago lost another civic leader yesterday when Chicago Blackhawks chairman Rocky Wirtz died at age 70, Crane Chicago Business reported. Wirtz died in North Shore Evanston Hospital following a brief illness, Crane said. Wirtz's passing at age 70 follows the untimely death of fellow Chicago civic leader Jim Crown, who died in June while celebrating his 70th birthday. According to a Bloomberg story, the wildfires in Chicago are set to double the emissions from all other sectors of the nation's economy combined, and the year is not even over yet. Julie Ross announced on LinkedIn that the Foreign Exchange Professionals Association, FXPA, added the software development firm Atlassian, represented by Treasurer Alex Blackmer, CFA, as the newest buy-side member. Chris Brummer shared on LinkedIn that the 7th annual DC FinTech Week will take place on November 7th at Fannie Mae's Spectacular Midtown Center and on November 8th at the International Spy Museum in Washington, D.C. Michigan football coach and former Chicago Bears quarterback Jim Harbaugh is negotiating a 4-game suspension for recruiting violations and false claims Harbaugh made to investigators. While Harbaugh may be missing from the Michigan sidelines, his khaki pants will still be there. After all, they didn't do anything wrong. This Barbie movie is so popular that it makes me want to get out my Barbie doll from my youth. But alas, Barbie ran away with G.I. Joe years ago and has not been seen since. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were How to Trade Volatility in Introduction, The Hottest Trade in Equity Options is Spreading in Commodities, and Hedging Has Never Been So Cheap. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. First, we have a video from our IDX coverage. CME Group's Derek Salmon on the Future of Markets panel at IDX and CME's growth in international markets, emerging markets, and options. JLN correspondent Julie Ross talked to Derek Salmon, Senior Managing Director and Global Head of Commodities, Options, and International Markets at CME Group at the IDX conference in London in June. She asked Salmon about his reflections on the Future of Markets panel at IDX. He said that each of the panelists brought a different perspective to such topics as what grows markets and, in particular, product development through the lens of client need. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from CNN. The headline, It's so hot in Arizona, doctors are treating a spike in patients who were burned by falling on the ground. It's so hot in Maricopa County, Arizona, that people are being brought into the emergency room with significant, sometimes life-threatening burns. for the past 3 or 4 weeks of this record heat wave, people have been burned just by falling on the ground. Summers are our busy season, so we anticipate this sort of thing is going to happen. But this is really unusual. The number of patients that we are seeing and the severity of injuries, the acuity of injuries, is much higher, said Dr. Kevin Foster, director of burn services at the Arizona Burn Center at Valleywise Health. The numbers are higher and the seriousness of the injuries are higher, and we don't have a good explanation for it. My comment, here's a suggestion. Don't fall on the ground. It is hot enough to fry an egg there. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Manhattan prepares to sizzle in U.S. extreme heat. Weather Watch. Manhattan's Central Park could reach temperatures in the high 90s over the next couple of days, with humidity making it feel closer to 104 degrees Fahrenheit, the National Weather Service said. That would be the warmest reading in a year. Tomorrow looks like the first day here of the heat headline, said James Tomasini, a Weather Service meteorologist in Upton, New York, on Long Island. My comment. There is nothing like the smell of garbage on the front sidewalks of Manhattan in the summertime, especially when the temperatures broil it just right. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Elon Musk, the banker, wants to take on Diamond where Google failed. Billionaire plans to make Twitter a financial services app too. Idea is part of rebranding of Twitter with the letter X. Elon Musk's grand vision is to turn Twitter into a one-stop shop for financial services. It's hardly the first time a tech giant has sought to muscle in on Jamie Dimon's turf. Facebook spent years investing in a project called Libra that was supposed to revolutionize cross-border payments, but regulatory scrutiny forced it to abandon the push. Google planned a digital financial offering and even lined up 11 banks as partners for the launch before it suddenly nixed the entire plan. Amazon.com, Inc. considered offering checking accounts for consumers, yet that endeavor never became a reality. My comment, count me out on giving my money to Mr. Musk. Bankers need to be stable and predictable. Here are the top 3 stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was what are the top new markets for international trading firms and how can exchanges capitalize on the demand? A post from Acuity on LinkedIn. Second was Bloomberg's confused by corporate jargon? This buzzword survival guide is here to help. Third was Northern Trust quietly chopping 900 jobs from Crane Chicago Business. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, the little-known metals giant that rules a global market. When China's vital materials company bought up a $600 million stockpile of obscure critical minerals in early 2020, it barely raised an eyebrow outside the niche world of minor metals. Spin forward a few years, and the influence of a company some people in the industry have still barely heard of is a timely illustration of the scale of the challenge to loosen China's grip on what have become key raw materials. And then here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, Citi says new capital rules could hinder derivatives, prime brokerage services. Citigroup said a slew of new capital requirements that regulators will propose this week could hinder the bank's ability to trade certain products like exotic derivatives or offer prime brokerage services. And then finally, here's a story from The Trade. The headline, Johannesburg Stock Exchange and Big XYT launch new joint venture to offer data analytics to global trading venues. Named Big XYT Ecosystems, the new joint venture will offer the Trade Explorer data platform, which was recently launched in South Africa, to financial centers globally. Market data provider Big XYT and the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, JSE, have announced the launch of Big XYT Ecosystems, a new joint venture company. The joint venture will provide the Trade Explorer trade platform launched in South Africa earlier this year to financial centers globally. Quote, "We have created a new company as a joint venture because we believe that we have highly complementary capabilities," unquote, Richard Hills, head of client engagement at Big XYT, told The Trade. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.